Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, the Beatitudes. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, Beatitudes, pure in heart. Let's take a look at that verse. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart. God requires his disciples to be pure in heart. And how is that accomplished? Well, in James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, the apostle says, James, the bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Trials and testing. Psalm 66, verses 10 through 12. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid afflictions on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillments. For they shall see God. A pure heart allows us to see God. How do we see him? Well, in Scripture, in creation, in history, and in various circumstances of our lives. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 27. By faith, he, speaking of Moses, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Let's define a few words in this passage. Pure. The Greek word is katharos, which means cleansed or spotless. Heart is cardia, the root of our English word cardiac. Figuratively, it's our inner drives and our inner motives. Shall see is orao, which means to discern clearly, to see life from God's perspective. Have you experienced fiery trials in your Christian life? They have a purpose. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Trials reveal the genuineness of faith. Psalm 17 in verse 3, you have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. In John chapter 1 and verse 18 and Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, Scripture says that no man has seen God at any time, but Jesus Christ is the very image of God. As Christians with pure hearts, we can see God in our lives. However, you must be a believer, saved by faith in Jesus Christ. We purify our hearts through prayer and reading God's word. We must remain in fellowship with the Lord in order to maintain a pure heart. Psalm 66, 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. The problem? We will not seek a pure heart on our own because of sin. And yet, God purposes that his disciples possess pure hearts. How does he accomplish this? He uses a refiner's fire. Isaiah 48, verses 10 to 11 talk about this. But I have refined you. but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction for my own sake. For my own sake I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give glory to another. The issue is not if God will refine us, but how will he do it? What's the furnace of affliction in your life? Isaiah used the illustration of refining silver. What can we learn from this process that provides insight into gaining a pure heart? Silver is impure in its natural state, and so it must go through the refining process. Silver ore is heated until it melts into a free-flowing liquid. The less dense impurities float to the top and are skimmed off. The metal is 90% pure at that point. Cooling of metal traps remaining impurities inside the solid. Several firings are needed to completely refine silver. After the second firing, it is 99% pure, and 99.9 after the third. But God's word states silver needs 7 firings to be pure. In Psalm 12 and verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Silver is placed in a crucible for the purifying process. Crucible comes from the Latin word for cross and trial. The Lord said he would take us through this purifying process using a furnace of affliction to do it. Well, let me ask you, will you allow God to refine you with afflictions? The intense heat of fire has another result. What happens to a pile of sand under very intense heat? Granulated sand subjected to intense heat becomes transparent glass. Our lives become transparent under the heat of affliction. The level of our trust in the Lord is exposed for all to see as a witness. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 down to verse 19, 1 Peter 4:12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he's blasphemed, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as a faithful creator." You think about all that, and you have a great day.